Chuck went up to President Obama. Just one, though, he finally made a decision that will help protect people, not just kowtow to those on the left who want him to continue on attacking what happened in the past. The story says it's a sharp reversal. I'd say it's a common sense decision. President Obama announced Wednesday that he will not release hundreds of photos potentially showing U.S. military personnel abusing prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan in the aftermath of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Here's what he said. My belief is the publication of these photos would not add any additional benefit to our understanding of what was carried out in the past by a small number of individuals. He also said he's made it clear to military officials that the abuse of detainees is prohibited and not tolerated, and that if he did release the pictures, it would further inflame anti-American opinion and put troops in greater danger. Finally, a common sense decision for Obama, not just a decision, if he did it the other way, to try and attack the right wing Bush administration and what was done in the past to save hundreds of thousands of lives. That was needed. It's not needed to release those pictures right now, and I think that President Obama has made the right decision. And again, just one mark on the wall for him. I'm Dana Pretzer. And that's today's commentary.